If you've been traveling and you had not finished your journey, you might say you had a before dark.
Rest?
Or if you were trying to tell somebody that you had just maybe 50 more miles to go before you finished.
You destination? Destination?
No, you might say you have a before dark. A
break?
Or you just say you had a ways to go before dark. I was thinking of something like that.
Ways to go before.
Or a
several miles.
Or a fur piece. What would a farmer say if just in
very likely that's what I'd say.
But in very casual conversation you might say you had a could you finish that sentence? You have a before dark.
A far piece to go before dark.
Great, thank you.
A far distance.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If I were to push back like this and fell over, I would fall
backward.
And if I'd go in this way,
forward.
Okay.
Now you want me to say backwards? Yeah. That's about what they use to this time, you know. You know, people that's well, might say illiterate in a sense. They say backwards and they use all those terms, you know. Well, like that boy you heard about out here now. He said I used to go to school with you know. He looks about old as I am. Did you notice him yesterday afternoon?
Right.
Using the word poke, you know.
Yeah, I remember he was talking about a poke candy.
About that poke candy.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of terms used. I guess you find it in all places, though, everywhere.
Yeah.
Colloquialism, is that what you call it?
That's probably it, yeah. I don't know how old it has to be considered that.
Well, I don't either.
When would you say lightning bugs come out? If someone asked you when they came out, you'd say they come out
at dark.
Okay, or using the word night, they come out
at night.
Okay. What do you call trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
If you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, say you did what?
Well, we'd say there we cleaned it up.
If you cut them down and make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just same thing.
You cut the brush, you go to make a road. Well, I have a special word for that. What is it?
Could you use that clear it up just the same way?
Yeah, that would clear it up.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call that? If you planted some grass, cut it once and then it came up again and you were able to get two? No.
Second cut.
Okay.
It's cutting zone we ever come.
What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.